Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people? What do Negroes call whites sometimes?
Well, now, I don't know nothing about that. I imagine they call you enough to your back, but I don't hear any of it.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it, you know, carelessly. You might say that the man got awfully what?
Mate.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay. Do you have any other word that you might use? Would you say tuckered or tuckered out or anything like that?
Oh, it's just that time. I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Now, the school nurse, the nurse, sent a little boy home early because he, what happened to him at school?
Got sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Say again?
In his stomach.
All right. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease or embarrass the bride or groom?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten little children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or blank will get you. Somebody will get you, you know.
A spook.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th when, you know, you saw him first time for the day? What would you say?
I don't know. Just be glad to see him.
Well, that's, you know, that's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's what I know.
All right. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Carry it there.
Right. Well, there's no right or wrong with this. Mm-hmm. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water, and it can draw all four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell?
Is that a turtle?
Now, there's a similar creature that lives on land. You know, instead of the
water. Is that a terrapin?
All right. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Right. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body, this part?
I don't know what you call it, his bust, or what do you call it, his bust?
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
A motorboat.
All right.
Some of them are small, some of them are large.
Some have a square front.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about those that have a pointed front? Do you call them anything different?
All right, I didn't think you did. I don't know.
All right. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty blank of beads.
Let's see.